I'm Walt Lindelof with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Nick Steffi, Executive Director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce, for his first update of the new year. We talked about several items, including a membership drive that is underway. Here's more with Nick Steffi.
We are trying to get more and more members, more support of the chamber. But basically, that means more and more people that are our boss, because we are out there for our member businesses, for our member, you know, members of the community, and we'd like to hear from you. And so we are, as the, you know, myself and the rest of the board of the Marquette Chamber, are going out there and talking with anyone we can to see what the needs are around the community and see how we might be able to help them.
Tell me why somebody should join the Marquette Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, so we're around as basically a we fill the needs of the community. So we've got things for the sole entrepreneurs, someplace that, you know, they might need a space to work. So we've come up with Ampersand Co-working. It's a co-working space where it's a shared office facility where you can come in and get some work done and have a professional place to meet with clients. Mm-hmm. We've got other things such as Be Local, Buy Local, where we support a lot of the local economy by creating a small, I guess, micro economy through mm-hmm. gift cards. So it's trying to foster a lot of that local business.
I think the one thing that does bear mentioning is that with this particular chamber, it is and it has been from its inception somewhat different than what would be traditional chambers. Obviously, it's for businesses in the business community mm-hmm. and entrepreneurs, but you really stay away from the political side of it, and you're more of like a networking strength through numbers kind of group, right?
Yeah, well, and that's really, you know, comes down to again what comes out of the community. Marquette is an area that should you choose to want that networking opportunity, there are amazing people around that we can get you in touch with and make those connections. But it's something where we focus not only on the traditional business economy, but also focusing on the creative side as well.
Right.
So everybody around here is just trying to make it all work. And we are here to help that through information, through connections, and through different ways of getting involved.
For someone that is listening, maybe they want to get involved, what's the best way to start finding out more information?
Yeah, so check us out at our website, marquettechamber.com. You can give us a call, 906-225-1693, or best bet, just stop on down to Ampersand Co-working. Our open hours are from 9 to 3, Monday through Friday. And come check it out, see what the co-working space is all about. And the front desk of that is the front desk of the chamber.
Where is that located?
Yeah, so we've got 132 West Washington.
Nick, talking about things now, new year and all of that, with that always comes sort of organizational and annual meetings, and you've got one coming up with the chamber.
Yes, we've got one coming up on January 24th, and that'll be held right in the front space of Ampersand Co-working yet again. Information about it, anything like that, how to sign up. It is an annual meeting for our members, mm-hmm. As well as guests of those members and any potential businesses that would like to join.
Mm-hmm.
Information about it is available through Eventbrite. Links to that is posted on Facebook. There's links to it on the website. And again, just give us a call, 906-225-1693, or stop on by Ampersand Co-working, 132 West Washington. We'll be able to sign you up. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door, and it will be a good chance to hear about what the chamber's been doing over the last year, what we're expecting to do over the new year, and just a chance again to get that networking in, get to know some of the other businesses that are part of the chamber, and As always, renew your membership for the new year.
Another thing that with this time of year comes is that the holiday shopping effort has wrapped up, and you had some good success with that and a winner with the overall campaign.
Absolutely. So for everyone that's been listening in, we held a Be Local, Buy Local holiday drawing that kind of encompassed both the months of November and December.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner of that got a $500 gift card. So we'd like to, over the air, congratulate Cindy Engel for winning that card. I can't wait to see everything that she uses that on in the local economy here.
Yeah, Cindy Engel, I've known her for many years, and she's involved in the business community and also in the arts community and the music community and all of that. So congratulations to her on that win. Again, for people that are interested in maybe getting involved with the chamber, they want to become a member, maybe a business, individual, whatever, how do they find out more?
Yeah, a bunch of information on our website at MarquetteChamber.com. Any specific questions on there can be, there's a contact us form on that. Otherwise, give us a call, 906-225-1693. And as always, stop into the chamber office located within Ampersand Coworking at 132 West Washington.
That's the comments of Nick Steffi, Executive Director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelah.